Listening 75. Two Catty Queens.
Do you know how much I hate Kevin?
So much that the dimensions of your hate are impossible to describe in conventional numeric formula?
That's right. So much that even if it was stretched out across the universe, it wouldn't disappear. It would be a dynamic, continually pulsating mass.
You're right. But I hate him so much that if I was a champion hater at a Hating of the Year competition, I wouldn't disappoint my fans.
Well, how about this? I hate him so much that I'm going to record I Hate Kevin 1,000 times on a disc and make it a free download on the internet.
Okay, but I hate him so much I could discuss it for the rest of time.
Really? Because I hate him so much that if I was on a diet trying to cut back on how much I hated him, I'd be the fattest man in the world.
Okay, so I think we've established the fact we hate him. Why do you hate him?
Well, that's easy. Let's go over the list. He's always trying to dictate to all the members of our team. He's always exaggerating. He has no confidence in anyone else's work. He's loud. He interprets everything in a negative way, and he criticises everyone, even his own mum. But worst of all, he's not a real gay. He's bisexual and says he's exploring and expressing his sexuality, and he's always kicking up a fuss and imitating Matt Damon. And quite frankly, I consider him a moron.